Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Jared Goff will join us at 10:30. Lions quarterback coming up. Brad Holmes makes some moves, Za'Darius Smith, and a 2026 seventh rounder come to Detroit for a 2025 fifth rounder and a 2026 sixth rounder. So essentially, Cleveland wanted a fourth rounder for him. Detroit ended up giving up a fifth and then a sixth in 2 years, but got a seventh back in 2 years. So they didn't have to give up a fourth. Now they don't have a third or a fifth in the next draft, but the Lions are better today. The chances to win the Super Bowl went up, and the price tag was really delivered on Holmes' term. And there's a lot of national guys saying, yeah, Cleveland didn't quite get what they wanted. They came close, but they also, Cleveland wanted to see if they got a better offer, and they didn't. So this is good data from the Detroit News. Richard Silva posted the following. Since week 5, new Lions edge Za'Darius Smith is tied for fifth in pressures with 23 among the 198 players who played 35-plus pass rush snaps over the stretch. Smith ranks number 7 in win rate. Started a bit slow, but has 3-plus pressures in 4 of the last 5 games. I mean, he's coming on. He's like playing his best football right now. Now he's got a reason to play.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, he's playing on a really good football team. It's a team that can contend for the Super Bowl, can absolutely win the Super Bowl. And to go from Cleveland to Detroit, you know, this is interesting. Think about this. You know, in the history of in the last 50 years of professional football, that would be a nightmare sentence, going from Cleveland to Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's a dream scenario because of what Dan Campbell, Brad Holmes, and Sheila Hamp have built here. It's an absolute dream scenario to come to Detroit. You know, when he was asked about it a couple of weeks ago outside of his locker, and very odd to respond to any question like that, but he did. He was proud of it. He's like, well, you know, if I went to Detroit, you know, that could be okay. Here he is. Sounds like he's going to be here. The official word hasn't come through yet, correct? This is just being reported by, well, everybody's reporting it, but the Lions
it's
haven't
not being denied. So this is
really exciting times.
And when he went from Green Bay to Minnesota, what'd he say? Do you remember this?
Repeat the question.
When he went from Green Bay to Minnesota, what'd he say?
I would assume he was excited to play Green Bay.
He was excited to play against Green Bay. And when it came up a couple weeks ago that he might end up at Detroit, he was more excited because he got to play both Green Bay and Minnesota.
Twice.
This is a guy, well, unfortunately, once each the rest of the way because they've already played him once. But
next year.
If he's here next year, and that's a debate that we can have in the offseason. Dude, like is a like he feeds off revenge. Like he gets some miles per gallon out of revenge. That seems to be his thing. So now he can come to Detroit and maybe win the damn division with Detroit. Kang, what are your thoughts on all this? You obviously have been around, covered it. You see all the feedback that comes in. So you've watched how people have responded the last couple of weeks.
Guys, this is the most important trade deadline of our lives.
That might be true.
I said that. And I mean that. And yeah, I love the move. I think Brad Holmes, you know, he's a G. I mean, he did it again. Everyone in the league knew what the Browns were asking for. He waited this thing out and gave up what on his own terms what he thought Za'Darius Smith was worth, you know? And it wasn't a fourth-round pick. Now, I'm interested to see, is Brad Holmes still on the phone?
Mm-hmm.
You know, is this thing not done yet? I mean, we got this thing done early this morning. We got some time left. But, you know, so that's the second part. The first part, though, Za'Darius Smith should be your favorite player, Gator, because he's chip on the shoulder guy. He wants to play everyone in the NFC North because he has played with everyone in the NFC North. And he has he's got a motor. He provides something that this team lacks right now, and that's the ability to beat his man one-on-one and, you know, get pressure on the quarterback. It's a great move. Like I said, this only helps their chances. I always thought, you know, hey, the Lions have a good chance to win the Super Bowl. We want breaking news. But they, you know, you don't want to be, how sustainable is it right now without edge pressure? They go out and get help. I'm curious to see what if there's a second move coming.
So, to be clear, he's not, he could come here and explode, but we're not expecting get a player as good as Hutch. We're not expecting that.
No, but I think everyone's expecting to get better than what they have right now.
And closer to what they were when they had Hutch. Now, when they had Hutch, it wasn't the biggest sample size, but they were trending like a top 10 defense. Like they were in terms of yards, and now they've given up a lot more yards since Hutch went down.
But the points.
The points haven't changed all that much.
I think points have gone down.
In terms of points per game allowed, they are sixth in the NFL right now, actually tied for fifth with the Chicago Bears. So this is a team that is keeping teams out of the end zone. But they weren't, I mean, we all saw it. Quarterbacks were setting up shop. It's not like they were under a ton of pressure, because they weren't. And yet they were winning the games. And I said it, you guys, some level of disagreement, but I thought the Lions could win the Super Bowl without making a trade. Wasn't as likely. And I wanted them to make a trade, but I wasn't going to give up on the season if they didn't. I also love that Brad Holmes didn't overpay.
Well, that's another key.
Because everybody knows, think about it. Everybody knows what the Lions want and need. And so you run the risk of people being able to, quote, name their price. And they didn't overpay. We are the motivated team. We are the... I said it all along. I don't want him acting with the desperation of 60 years behind him. But teams like this can get bilked.
This is one of those situations where if you're a fan in Atlanta, now you're pissed. You're pissed that your Falcons didn't go out, and everybody was talking about the Falcons going to get a pass rusher, that they didn't go out and use a fourth-round pick to acquire Za'Darius Smith.
They didn't top it?
They didn't top the deal.
Well, they probably
the Lions
didn't.
Got the deal done for a fifth and a sixth round pick in different years, and they got a seventh round pick back and Za'Darius Smith. Now, if Brad Holmes is going to go full Jedi, turn that seventh round pick into Arden Key, you know, or somebody like that, Carl Granderson, do something crazy. Mm-hmm. Although Granderson might be priced a little high to do that, but
Key might be too. I mean, I for a seventh rounder. But look, we just waited to see how this played out. And this is the old, it's funny because I think people scoff a little bit of, we'll have to let it play out,
Right, right.
When you say you have to let it play out, that means a couple things. One, you think things can change or something is brewing. And so, you know, there were a lot of moves. There was a lot of action pre-trade deadline. But in letting it play out, now they got what may be the most effective edge rusher on the market when this is all said and done. We'll see how today plays itself out. Myles Garrett gets traded or Max Crosby gets traded. That's different.
But I think that shows you Brett Holmes knows the market. You know, the Browns can ask for a fourth rounder all they want. Za'Darius Smith, I like him a lot. I think he helps the team a lot. He's 32 years old. You know, you're not getting some 26-year-old here hitting the prime of his career. The market was... Hey, man, it's a fifth-round pick. I'm curious to see how this was done from the Brown side. You know, I mean, I'm sure Brad Holmes talked to, you know, Cleveland at some point, asked, hey, what's the deal with Za'Darius? What are you guys asking? Yeah, we let the league know that we're looking for a fourth-round pick. You know, that's where we're at right now. Okay, all right, I'll check in with you guys, you know, and we'll see where you're at. you know, fast forward to Tuesday. Hey, you know what? We'll give you a fifth. I know you guys want a fourth. We're at a fifth. All right. You know what? Throw in a sixth and we'll get this done. You know what I mean? Like, yep. Brad Holmes, dude, the market, you're not getting a fourth rounder for him. You're just not.
Yep.
This is the best offer you're going to get. And Brad Holmes pulls it off.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.